In the coracle nearest Brian sleeps a blindfolded blonde, a pair of modest nipple rings clearly visible in outline through the taut black fabric of her top. This, Case decides, further confirming her identification of Brian, is the singer from the former Velcro Kitty, the one the music press had supposed he was no longer with. She forces herself to shuffle on in her navy vinyl slippers to the almost spacious safety of a first-class toilet, with its fresh flowers and molten brown face stuff, where she locks the door and sits, unable to put this together. Brian, at whose gallery Wojtek hopes to show his ZX81 project, is on her flight to Tokyo. Why? If it's that small a world, it starts to smell funny. Watching that intensely blue fluid pressure swirl down as she flushes. Returning to her seat, she sees the nipple-ringed singer awake, seated upright, blindfold discarded, studying a glossy fashion magazine under a tightly focused fiber-optic beam. Brian is still snoring. Back in her own little boat, she accepts a lukewarm white washcloth from the flight attendant's tongs. Why are they here on this flight, Brian and the Velcro Kitty Girl? She remembers her father's view on paranoia. Wynne, the Cold War security expert, ever watchful, had treated paranoia as though it were something to be domesticated and trained. Like someone who'd learned how best to cope with chronic illness, he never allowed himself to think of his paranoia as an aspect of self. It was there, constantly and intimately, and he relied on it professionally, but he wouldn't allow it to spread, become jungle. He cultivated it on its own special plot and checked it daily for news it might bring. Hunches, lateralisms, frank anomalies. Is Brian's presence on this plane a frank anomaly? Only, she decides, if she thinks of herself as the center, the focal point of something she doesn't, can't understand. That had always been Wynne's first line of defense within himself, to recognize that he was only a part of something larger. Paranoia, he said, was fundamentally egocentric, and every conspiracy theory served in some way to aggrandize the believer. But he was also fond of saying at other times that even paranoid schizophrenics have enemies. The danger, she supposes, is a species of apophania. The damp white cloth has grown cold in her hand. She places it on the armrest and closes her eyes.